You're listening to a Stranger podcast, www.thestranger.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Setlist.
Welcome.
It's the Stranger's local music podcast. I'm Megan Sealing.
I'm Ari Spool.
And we go through the Stranger's band page every week and we pick out some favorites. We pick out some bands who are playing some local shows.
We got some new stuff this week that we've never played before, which is really fun.
I'm excited about that.
I love doing that. I'm sorry I sound so congested.
So we should start it out.
Yeah.
This is 1,000,000 Teeth. I don't think we've ever played this band and I really like them and I like them so much that they're going to be band of the week next week.
Wow, that's so something that they don't even know
but
yet.
Exactly. it's weird electronic stuff. It's a little darker and it has a little bit of a punk vibe to it, but it's a trio and there's 6 keyboards and a drum machine. So
6 keyboards right, and a drum machine.
This is all according to their band page. And then it's some people who have been in the other bands. Blue Light Curtain, somebody involved in them. The Nevers, somebody from The Nevers is in it. Somebody from Sweet Jesus. And it's just the three of them and they've combined to form this super group and it's 1,000,000 Teeth. And I really like this song. It's the first one that you'll find on their band's page, and it's called Black Hearts and Firewater.
What would happen if you had stopped to sing and dance and sing? And you better not hide from anything. laugh and sing and dance and sing.
Yeah!
That was Graceland by the band Hollywood Lightweights. They're playing at the Funhouse with We Lit the Fuse and Edema on Friday night. It's $5.
I like that band too.
Yeah, Edema or We Lit the Fuse?
Hollywood Lightweights.
Oh.
Before that,
We Lit the Fuse.
I hadn't heard them.
Yeah, they're really good. I don't think they have a band page.
They should get one.
They're playing with Bloodhag on the 28th at the Comet.
That's fun. That's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is that a benefit show?
Uh-huh. That's a benefit for the Vera.
Nice.
It's going to be really good.
Yeah.
There's the before that was Jacob London returned to Squirrel Mountain. Radio edit.
Right.
Radio edit. Do you think he's ever actually played that song on the radio?
I have no idea.
Maybe KXP.
KXP might have played it.
Yeah.
But he's playing at the Shack up here on Capitol Hill, the lower level. It's the Electric Avenue.
Oh, yeah. That's a long-running quality dance party.
Right.
People
Justin
really
Long
like
and Peter Evans are also playing that.
And that is usually, if I'm not mistaken, a free party.
I think so,
so
too.
Yeah. I think they generally note when it's not free, and I don't think this is noted.
this is noted. So, yeah, Jacob London, Shack.
So you can choose to get your medal on or your... dance party. That was kind of an interesting transition.
See, I'm good at these transitions.
All right, this next band coming up is like your favorite band ever.
That's not true. They're not my favorite band ever, but I do like the Schoolyard Heroes.
Is Jawbreaker your favorite band ever?
I don't know. I think, honestly, I wonder if it's Juno.
Really?
Because they were never, because they've broken up. It's that, you know, Juno, they're a Seattle band. They broke up before they started to suck. You know?
Good
and,
for them.
Right. And so,
that's
so
how you
I
know
have
a
nothing
band's
but
good.
Fond memories for that band. Same with Sicko. They broke up before they burnt out. And so there will always be a place in my heart for them. Schoolyard Heroes, not breaking up, but also not sucking, if you ask me.
Yeah.
And this song is They Live. It's off of their second record. They're playing Friday night at El Corazon with Akimbo, Fall of Troy, and Iron Lung. This week's Underage talks all about that. I talked to some of the guys from the band.
Yeah, they're really funny because
they want for Christmas or the best Christmas present they ever got.
I really like those questions. The answers are pretty funny. You should go read it because I don't want to ruin it.
Right, exactly. But and one other thing to note about this show, Akimbo is on it. They're fucking fantastic. And
oh, yeah.
Nat Damm is one of the best drummers in the city, and I've said that before, and I'll continue saying it. But the lead singer, John, he has a tattoo on his forearm that says eggnog. I think it's perfect for this time of season.
That is so true.
It's this pretty script that says eggnog on his forearm with like four or five lines above it or something.
Me and him used to work together, and I remember when he got that, and everyone was just like, how could you do that? And he's like, whatever, you get tattoos of what means something to you.
Right.
And I really fucking love eggnog.
So this must be his favorite time of the year because it's
eggnog
plentiful.
Season.
Yeah. So maybe if you go to that show, The Home for the Horror Days at El Corazon on Friday night, maybe take John from Akimbo some eggnog.
Oh, he would love that. Yeah, everyone should do that.
That would be hilarious. Here's right. Schoolyard Heroes, They Live.
Space and time, we control reality, we control your chemistry.
Stall away. That was the band The Center Cannot Hold. Amnesia Savior is the name of the song. It's kind of hard to say.
It's a really bad tongue twister.
They're playing Hell's Kitchen Friday night, opening for Seaweed, that band. They reunited after like a decade off for Bumbershoot earlier this year. And now they're playing some local shows again this weekend at Hell's Kitchen. And they're playing two nights. And the Friday night show, Helms Ali and The Valley are opening, and then that band, The Center Cannot Hold. And then Saturday night, I believe they're playing, and Kane Hodder is on that bill, and I forget who else is playing, but both shows...
I think it's a Tacoma band.
It's probably a local act, but both shows are all ages, they're going to be totally fucking awesome. Seaweed was so great at Bumbershoot. They played some new stuff that sounds really, really great. Their sound hasn't really aged because it's that, like, turbulent but still melodic rock.
Yeah.
Just, like, post-hardcore sort of rock. And they didn't look like old dudes trying to play songs that they played when they were kids, you know? It was so great to see them again. The crowd was going nuts. So this will be a fun show for sure.
Yeah.
So go see that. And then The Center Cannot Hold, I'd never heard them before. But they're obviously influenced by Jawbreaker. And like, you know, some of that mid-90s, emo stuff. I liked it though. So.
That's your bag, go man. Check that.
It's totally my bag. I like boys with guitars. What?
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 Ain't nothing wrong with that.
And before The Center Cannot Hold was The Lonely Forest, and they're playing at the Vera Project and All Ages Show, of course, with Capital Basement.
Speaking of
Sophie.
Boys with guitars.
Right. Well, actually, there's no guitars in The Lonely Forest.
That's
what are you
talking
true. Well, there's
but
the bass guitar.
There is in the Capital Basement.
It's true. The Lonely Forest, I'm a really big fan of, and that song you can find on Nuclear Winter, the record they put out this year. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's in my top 10 of 2007 records, but I think it's in my top 20. Speaking of lists, we have another band on the list. How is that for a pro segue?
Sort of good. It's kind of good.
it's Roosevelt. They're playing The Rendezvous on Saturday night. The song's called Party.
There's a party. Thank you.
This song was called The Run. That band's called Monkey with a Wig.
I love that band name. That's the only reason I picked them, was strictly based off of the band name. Well, and the song ended up being good, too. I mean, yeah, it's like a duo bluesy sort of thing.
There's so many possibilities. Is it a chimp with a bob?
I'd like to think that it's kind of a pink bob.
What about a large monkey with one of those, like, old lady, like, grandma wigs, like the oldest one wore in Golden Girls?
Nice.
That would be pretty funny.
Just, like, the loosely fitted, curly-haired gray.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what about, like, a really small
and an
monkey?
Afghan, like, wraparound?
It'd be, like, grandma monkey.
We're talking too much about this, I think.
Anyways.
They're playing Cafe Venus on Saturday night with Gravel Road.
The possibilities
Road.
Are endless.
It's true. Gravel Road, their name isn't as fun, so we're not going to talk about them. So we have one more song. It's going to be the band of the week, but first we should tell people thanks for listening. And email us at setlist@thestranger.com if you're in a band and you just added some music, if there's anything you want to hear.
We want to hear from you.
Right. If there's anything you don't want to hear, like if you really hated one of the songs that we played today, then yeah, let us know. We want to hear what you think. Setlist@thestranger.com. What if they're not wearing a shirt? What if somebody listens to it shirtless?
If you're not wearing a shirt when you're listening to this, just go to your room and put out your shirt. Like, put a shirt on. Honestly, there's no need for that.
No shirt, no shoes, no set list.
Exactly.
That wasn't as funny out loud as it was in my head.
That was
pretty
good.
This week's band of the week comes from Jonathan's Wickle.
Our boss.
It's Mountain Con. The song is called Ophelia. It's Mountain Con, band of the week. Listen next week, and it'll be the New Year's Eve edition.
Oh my God, we have pterodactyls on the set next week.
Yay!
That's so amazing. We almost forgot to mention that. Thank God. It's going to be incredible. So tune in.
Yeah. Thanks for listening this week.
All right.
Merry Christmas.
Each and every night, she's got those kind of crazy blue eyes that are saying that to me. Even if it was a dream, she's got those kind of eyes I dare not meet in a dream. Two kids like us from going insane, but we got everything. She's got those kind of crazy blue eyes that are dead not to me. Even if it was a dream, she's got those kind of eyes I did not meet in a dream. In a dream.